For nearly four decades, Patricia Wilson was perfectly content carrying a green card that allowed her to live and work legally in Hawaii. The 58-year-old immigrated from Tahiti in the early 1980s, but this past Saturday, she took her next step toward U.S. citizenship.
Because I've been living here long enough, to realize that we're lucky to be able to enjoy the freedom that we have here.
Freedom that she wants to secure by becoming a citizen. Wilson was one of 20 Hawaii immigrants who applied to become U.S. citizens at a legal clinic held at the First United Methodist Church in Honolulu.
I'm doing the Hawaii ID right now.
Volunteers reviewed piles of documents and completed copious amounts of paperwork. Immigration lawyer John Egan spent his morning there. He oversees the Refugee and Immigration Law Clinic at the William S. Richardson School of Law.
It's getting kind of hard out there for immigrants, and it's definitely in their best interest to get citizenship as soon as they can. It allows them to take all sorts of benefits that wouldn't be available to them. For example, they're eligible to vote. They're eligible to get certain other public benefits, or they can sponsor relatives if they choose to. And you can't be deported.
And that's a big deal. Egan says the national rhetoric surrounding immigration, as well as the Trump administration's unpredictability, have immigrants on edge.
Right at the beginning, they started with the Muslim ban, the travel ban. And then just about every week, something new has come out. Of course, everybody knows about the families that have been separated at the border. People also know that the fees have gone up. People also know that, for example, we're doing the naturalization application today. The form is 20 pages long. It used to be 8 pages long.
Amy Ogbayani helped organize the event. She's with The Legal Clinic, a new nonprofit that provides free or low-cost legal services to immigrants. The clinic is one of 17 across the nation supported by the Methodist Church, whose local membership is made up largely of immigrants.
There's a lot of fear for even telling anyone they're an immigrant or taking the next steps to make sure that they are protected. So a lot of our efforts will be actually to educate the immigrant community as well as the non-immigrant community about immigration.
She says the clinic is specifically looking to fill a void in legal assistance for the estimated 45,000 undocumented immigrants in Hawaii. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.